If you have health insurance through your employer or are covered through Medicare, nothing will change. But for those who don't have coverage, can't get it because of a pre-existing condition, or are planning to quit their jobs, here's what's in store. In 2014, all individuals and small businesses will be able to buy insurance that meets minimum requirements. Policies will be sold through state-based exchanges, sales centers that will rate them on quality.
It's going to be like the nutrition label on a can of beans.
Tim Jost is a professor of law at Washington and Lee University and an expert on healthcare reform.
Everybody will be able to look at the same information on any plan they're interested in and compare them feature by feature.
Virginia got $1 million from Washington to start planning for this day, and there is more federal assistance available. But Governor Bob McDonnell says he doesn't have enough information to set up an exchange.
I cannot put the people of Virginia in a position to buy a pig in a poke that's going to break our budget in the future and add trillions to the national debt. I'm not willing to do that without more certainty.
Backers of the Affordable Care Act say it will pay for itself in two ways. First, there will be new taxes on insurance companies, taxes offset by the extra money insurers will make with more people required to buy coverage. Second, the federal government hopes to spark savings by promoting electronic medical records, which minimize mistakes and duplication. And it will push providers, doctors, clinics, and hospitals to emphasize prevention or management of chronic conditions, keeping people well so they don't show up in emergency rooms requiring expensive treatments or hospitalization. Carolyn Engelhardt, a professor of public health at the University of Virginia, says that's an approach proven by health maintenance organizations to save money.
HMOs actually do a much better job of sending out postcards that say, remember to come get your mammogram, remember to come get your flu shot, remember to have your kids' MMR booster, because they get to keep more of the money if their population stays healthy.
So what difference will it make for Virginians to get coverage through a federal exchange rather than something run by the state? Not much, says law professor Tim Jost. Consumers will go online, make a phone call, or visit a center where specially trained navigators help figure out if they're eligible for tax credits to help pay premiums.
We're not just talking about poor people. We're talking about people with incomes up to 400% of the poverty level, which for a family of four is getting very close to $100,000 a year of income.
And if their income is low enough, many more people were supposed to qualify for Medicaid. The federal government promised to cover that cost. But here's where things got messy. The Supreme Court said states didn't have to expand their Medicaid programs, and Governor McDonnell says Virginia doesn't want to. That's bad news for an estimated 425,000 people. Again, law professor Tim Jost.
Those people would continue to go to hospitals and get uncompensated care, so the hospitals in Virginia are very concerned about this.
And so are insurance companies, which were expecting contracts to administer expanded Medicaid programs, drug companies that expected to sell more medications, and medical laboratories that process tests. Look for those industries to lobby here and in other states refusing to expand Medicaid. I'm Sandy Houseman.